And yet everything special about that little thing. It's small, it's hard, it's self-contained. And yet, at its heart, to open it up would be to see something of the mystery of life. It's a parable. That's what a parable is. Jesus said in John chapter 12, a grain of wheat remains a solitary grain unless it falls to the ground and dies. But if it dies, it bears a rich harvest. There is within this little seed, waiting to break out, a precious and valuable harvest, which makes this precious and valuable. And sometimes I feel that small, that insignificant, that unimportant. Others of us have the opposite problem. We've got heads that are just a bit bigger than they should be. But there will be people here who I suspect sometimes feel quite small and insignificant. And yet, if that can contain with it the mystery of life and the potential of an abundant harvest, even you in your insignificance ought to recognize how precious you are. For if this has been created by God, well, I think you have too. And I think you are precious to him. We all have within us a life that is meant to be infinite, a gift to us for all eternity. And a harvest is the opportunity to thank God for the puny little things, the result of them, and for us too, from this verse. The other thing about these little things is that you put them in the hands of people, and hopefully they're in the hands of people who know what to do with them. Now, that wouldn't necessarily be my hands, if I'm honest. I have a rough idea what to do with this particular seed, because it actually says on the outside, runner bean. Okay, so I know what a runner bean is going to end up looking like, and I sort of have an idea of how you get from this little seed to the harvest of runner beans. But there would be an abundance of other seeds, even much more microscopically smaller than this, that I really wouldn't know what to do with at all. So I'm glad that they're in the hands of experts. But one of the things that's always struck me about these expert sowers and farmers is that they undertake the most extraordinary level of faith. Because what they do is they take all these seeds and they throw them away. They throw them into the ground or onto the ground. And sometimes they just leave them. Or sometimes they'll come along and, shock horror, bury them. What are they doing? It takes a massive step of faith to sow seeds and to be farmers. And yet, that is the whole purpose of it, isn't it? The seed has to die first before it can be, well, live out its potential. Jesus died, but then rose again. So this is just a parable of his life, that he is buried, And then from that, there is an abundance of life. An act of faith. And so Anne and I want to teach you a little song this morning. It's a bit of fun, really. But it is also profoundly true. It's really small and simple. But it contains within it, the song that is, something that I think is fundamentally essential for us to learn. So Anne, do you want to come up? And we're gonna give this a go, okay? Now, Anne's brought her guitar with her. And there is a really simple tune that goes with some really simple words. And it's called the Seed Song, okay? Now, shall we admit at this stage that there are potentially some actions to this? Perhaps we shouldn't tell them that, should we? Okay. Not that you all have to take part with the actions, but sometimes the actions reinforce the learning. So, do you want to explain it, or shall I explain it? Shall I? Right, I'll give it a go. Okay. So, just as the seed is buried, and Jesus is buried, he goes down into the ground, okay? So you go down, 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 down into the ground, yeah? And what happens to the seed then? Well, you're getting too enthusiastic now. There, the seed lay for a period of time, okay? And then it rise high into the sky. And then there's something we have to do in the light of that. And that's we have to go, tell the world what we know. Okay? So it's really four simple actions. But don't worry about the actions. The first thing is I want you to get the tune and the words which are going to be up on the screen. So this is the first verse. And we're going to give it a go. Yeah? Went into a garden and asked a gardener, how will life grow my fruit and veg? I'd like to know, please, sir. He said, I'll give you good advice and tell you what you need. Sit down, my child, and listen to the lesson of the seed. So what's the lesson of the seed? Plant it down, 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 down into the ground. Let it lay through the month of May. Watch it rise high into the skies. Then it grow. Better fruit you'll never know. It's truly amazing, isn't it? Yeah? Seeds, they're awesome. But there's a point to it. And this is the second verse. Well, Jesus wants his people to spread throughout the earth, to share good news that anyone can have a second birth. Come everyone, get grafted in, it is your greatest need. But first Jesus has to play the part of the seed. Can you remember what it is? He went down, 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 down into the ground. There he lay on the Saturday. Then he rise high into the sky. So we go, tell the world what we know. It's so simple, isn't it? The seed song about a little seed. About Jesus and about us. Let's do it once more, shall we? Yeah, from the beginning. Here we go. I went into a... No. Wrong key. You're the musician.
I went into the garden and
asked the gardener, how will I grow my fruit and veg? I'd like to know, please, sir. He said, I'll give you good advice and tell you what you need. Sit down, my child, and listen to the lesson of the seed.
planted down, 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 down into the ground. Let it lay, 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 lay through the month of May. Watch it rise, 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 rise high into the sky. Let it grow, grow, grow. Better fruit you'll never know. But just remember, this is a story about Jesus. Well, Jesus wants his people to spread throughout the earth, to share good news that anyone can have a second birth. Come everyone, get grafted in, it is your greatest need. But first Jesus has to play the part of the seed. You know what it is? He went down, 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 down into the ground. There he lay, 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 lay on the Saturday. Then he rise, 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 rise high into the sky. So we go, 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 tell the world what we know. Give yourself a round of applause. You people are as mad as me. Really. The lesson of the seed. Look, let me just read these verses from Psalm 104. He, the Lord, makes grass grow for the cattle and plants for people to cultivate, bringing forth food from the earth. Wine that gladdens human hearts, oil to make their faces shine, and bread that sustains their hearts. Harvest is God's ongoing faithfulness to us, and harvest celebration is our opportunity to be thankful to him. Let's pray. Great God and creator of all, the items we see on display, the food that we enjoy today, even the very air that we breathe, comes from your creative genius and abundant grace. You hold together the tiniest seed, the smallest atom, and the farthest universe. You hold all things together. You are holy and pure, yet loving and welcoming. Your goodness is well known, and your generosity beyond measure. We give you praise and thanks in this place, on this day, for all that you are and all that you have done for us. In Jesus' name, amen. Let's stand and sing a great closing hymn together this morning, shall we? Jesus is Lord, creation's voice proclaims it.
Jesus is Lord, Jesus.
hope you're going to hang around for tea and coffee and bickies and carrots and whatever you can get at the Hatch in a moment or two. But if you need to go, then bless you. Go in peace. Be faithful stewards of creation, grateful recipients of God's goodness. So, Lord of many blessings, as we go from this place, enable and encourage us to be faithful stewards of all that you have provided to us. Amen.